in the lunchtime edition. Barbados is looking to recruit people from other CARICOM countries to join the Barbados Police Service, which is struggling to fill its ranks. A number of men charged for a series of offenses, including murder, theft, and gun possession. CARICOM leaders arriving in Barbados today, ahead of tomorrow's scheduled start of the CARICOM summit here, and the U.S. and Russia meeting to try to end the Ukraine war. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados is considering recruiting people from other CARICOM countries to join the ranks of the Barbados Police Service, which continues to struggle to get an adequate number of local recruits. This has been disclosed in the House of Assembly by the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, who disclosed that a paper on the matter is being worked on and should go to Cabinet within a matter of months. He was speaking as the Office of the Attorney General remained under the spotlight during debate on government's estimates of revenue and expenditure. Mr. Marshall was responding to a question from the MP for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, who noted that in the past, many Barbadians have gone to other CARICOM countries to work as police officers.
Attorney General, you mentioned yesterday that you are 290 police officers short of what is considered, you know, the absolute total. We historically in the past exported a lot of policemen to countries like Cayman Islands and Bermuda. And I'm just wondering if with freedom of movement among CARICOM states, whether there is any contemplation of trying to advertise for employment of police officers in other CARICOM countries to try to boost our numbers in terms of the police force.
The MP for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, the Attorney General, disclosed that such an option is currently being considered, and those recruited could be people already working as police officers in other CARICOM countries or suitable civilians who are interested in joining the Barbados Police Service.
The police service has, at my request, prepared a paper on the matter of recruiting police officers from overseas. That paper now has to be considered, but it appears to me that the police service does not have any opposition to either recruiting police officers, people who are already qualified as police officers, to come to Barbados to work as police officers. There's significant benefit in that because you're bringing in people who already know the ropes. And then there's also the option of recruiting from scratch young men and women from across the region to come to Barbados and be trained as police officers in our police service. You would appreciate, though, that there are a number of details that have to be worked out.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall. Meantime, the Police Commissioner, Richard Boyce, indicates that manpower issues may at times affect the staffing of the police outposts in certain hot spots. He was responding to a concern raised by the Minister of Home Affairs and MP for Christchurch East, Wilfred Abrams.
One such was positioned in Silver Sands, in my constituency, but it relates for the large percentage, these posts seem to not be manned and to be closed. Now, if it was deemed important enough to put a police outpost in an area, then I wonder what is the rationale for having a lot of them closed, whether it's a manpower issue and whether there are plans to actually address that.
Police Commissioner Boyce explained that seasons of high demand for police resources affect manpower availability, but he stresses the police determination to press ahead with the strategy, which he feels is effective and is even being copied by other countries.
But when you get things that crop over at the engagements, then you have to pull persons from point A and put them in location B. So those are all factors that will come into play with the caravans are concerned. The resource center in Gold Hill, that is going fine as far as we are concerned. There are successes in some locations, some areas. Some other areas we find a little hard knots that we have to untangle. And we are focused on that and we'll continue
to put the caravans. In fact, only a couple of weeks ago, I was watching YouTube and I saw the Prime Minister in Saint Lucia employing caravans in various communities. So we in Barbados would not want to jettison our caravans when other persons in the Caribbean are not embracing them. So we are on the right track.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce in the Lunchtime Edition. A 30-year-old man of Chapeland No. 2, St. Philip, has been remanded to Dodds Prison for the murder of Shane Paris. Trevor Gittins appeared before Magistrate Joanne Clark at the District C Magistrate's Court yesterday to answer the murder charge committed on January the 13th. Paris, who was Barbados' first homicide for 2024, was shot dead at around 11.05 a.m. at Nursery No. 2, 4 Road, St. Philip. Gittins has another charge of serious bodily harm he allegedly committed on January the 25th. Meanwhile, 35-year-old Dario Murray of Seas Land Government Hill, St. Michael, has been charged with handling stolen property between February 8th and 13th this year. Murray appeared before Magistrate Ian Weeks in the District A Magistrate's Court, where he was granted bail in the sum of $6,000 with one surety and was placed on curfew from 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. The matter was adjourned until Tuesday, July 15th. And police have also charged Daquan Straker of Sweetvale, St. George, for aggravated burglary and the unlawful use of a firearm on Wednesday, February the 12th. 26-year-old Deshaun Graves, meantime, of Long Gap, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael, was also remanded at Dodds Prison after he appeared before the Chief Magistrate Weeks charged with possession of a firearm and possession of ammunition. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, is expected to arrive in Barbados today, ahead of the CARICOM Heads of Government meeting scheduled to begin here tomorrow. It would be Dr. Rowley's last meeting with his colleagues after he announced in January he will step down as leader of the Twin Island Republic before the end of his term this year and will not be offering himself to represent any constituency in this year's general election. Barbados' Prime Minister Mayor Amor Mawtley will chair this week's high-level meeting where the Caribbean single market and economy, climate change, and finance, as well as the ongoing crisis in Haiti, would be key issues to be discussed at the meeting. And U.S. and Russian officials have met in Saudi Arabia for the first high-level talks between the two countries since the Kremlin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, along with other senior officials, met this morning. The talks, which discussed the potential for finding a path to end the war in Ukraine, involved neither Kiev, nor European representatives. Our top stories. Barbados looking to recruit people from other CARICOM countries to join the Barbados Police Service, which is struggling to fill its ranks. A government MP concerned about the amount of time some police outposts are closed or unmanned, as the Police Commissioner Richard Boyce promises a continued robust community policing effort. A number of men charged for a series of offenses, including murder, theft, and gun possession. Trinidad's Prime Minister Rowley and other CARICOM leaders arriving in Barbados today for tomorrow's scheduled opening of the CARICOM Heads of Government Summit and the U.S. and Russia meeting to try to end the Ukraine war. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.